Attitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
That's right. Welcome back to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Got the Mr. and the Mrs. right here with me.
Oh, hello. Yeah,
there we go. All right.
What's up?
Yeah.
And welcome on Periscope, as always. And welcome anywhere else you're listening to this, maybe on the website, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com or Spreaker.
That's so clear. I'm glad you finally got that there.
Yeah, I know, right? It only took like three segments to get that today.
What are we doing in this segment?
So this segment, we are doing the game show.
And what else?
And then after the game show, we will do the social media question of the week.
Oh, okay.
So those are the two things that we are talking about on this.
Are you excited? You seem really excited about it.
No,
today.
I am. It's really good. The producer did a really good job with questions, I think,
today.
Oh,
my gosh.
I think there's some really good ones coming up.
And oh, my gosh.
We got a good social media question of the week, I think.
I think our producer certainly lacks a little bit of humility.
I'm sorry. I think
he considers himself the producer.
No. It's actually our intern, Sean.
Our intern, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to say that I understand that the questions, if I don't like them, are all your fault, mister.
First of all, the first rule in marriage is everything's your husband's fault. All right, that's the first rule.
Hold on.
I'm going to have to make sure that I get
Why was that not a question segment?
On a pillow.
Well, no, it is. It's a golden rule of marriage.
First rule of marriage, the husband's always wrong.
Yes.
Maybe I can cross-stitch that on some hand towels.
You should. That would be great in the bathroom. So I can clean my hands every day.
Okay, anyway. So we got the game show right now. Right. So let me explain the rules. Let's cross our fingers. Let's hope we get this right. All right. So I will ask the missus a question, and it will pertain to the mister. And so she has to match the same answer that the her answer has to match what the mister says.
Yep. I just want to remind both of you that the scoreboard is here. Yeah, I am the official scorekeeper.
Do we actually need – actually, we have another scoreboard. We just – write it on there. You don't have to put it on your
All right. We're going to do it.
I like having the scoreboard.
Yes.
All right. So this is for the missus pertaining to the mister. All right. Question one. What is the most irritating habit the mister has?
Just so the most.
Not favorites.
And notice on the questions, I don't think Sean put anything like this about his wife.
Who is Sean?
He's our intern.
I've never met him.
Yeah, he's behind the glass.
You don't meet any
we
of
We don't
the
have
interns.
Glass.
No, there's a glass right there. He's on the other side of the glass.
The interns are magical. Okay.
Is it Sean the leprechaun intern? Is that Sean?
No, we have a rotating... On our shows, we do an internship for rotating people.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so my answer, I'm going to actually say my answer.
I was going to say it if you needed me to. So the question again was, what is the most irritating habit the mister has? And she put...
Let me see.
Can you actually please say that? I think it would be better if you said it.
The mister picks at his cuticles at church.
Well, why don't you just say pick nails at church?
Well, that's what I said. Because it's your cuticles that you're picking.
Well, you're wrong.
No.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on. She said cuticle picking at church, and he said snoring.
So if I'm saying the most annoying habit to that me.
No. It says, what is... Here we go.
I think it's right no matter what I answer because it's what's annoying to me.
No, these questions are pertaining to me. What? Jesus.
No, it was...
I don't think Jesus is playing today.
Don't think it too.
But it was what habit of his is most annoying to me?
Okay, well, I want to know why. Why is it picking cute? I want to know why. That's
because we're in church and we're sitting there, and Father starts his homily, and he sits there and picks at him while and it just bugs
me. It helps me pay attention.
I like to hold his hand during the homily, and he's busy.
But it helps me pay attention.
Okay.
So, and focus on his word.
All right, so why snoring? Why snoring?
Snoring is my most annoying habit, she says to me all the time.
That's not true. I don't say it's your most annoying habit.
I assume.
But do you complain about it a lot?
Not anymore because I put earplugs in.
Oh. What is that? No, you can't just change the game like that. No.
I can. It's because he is a snorer, and I love him, and I realized I was, you know, kind of bruising him in the middle of the night with my elbow, so I started wearing
earplugs. All right, here's where we messed up. I was supposed to show you the answer first, all right? Because these are things to her about me.
Okay.
And then the next vice
feels
versa.
Like this should have been you choosing what you think I think you're most annoying.
Listen, I try.
Okay, well, that's the only one that's like that.
Well, either way, nobody's got a point, so let's move on.
We tried to do this before the show, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
The point is, okay, the ones that you see below are the ones.
Dude, don't worry about it, all right? It's all right. Just like what
it's
I said.
Okay, so we got 0 points on the board. All right. I did not match
so this
the
one
mister.
This one will be a little bit easier. Okay. This one is for the mister pertaining to the missus, okay? So, question number one. What celebrity does the missus look like the most?
Really?
Sean, I don't know about this one.
I already said my piece before the show, so.
What celebrity do I look like? This is going to go bad regardless of what you answer. But go ahead. Is it right now, who I look like right now?
Yeah.
This moment.
Yeah.
Okay. This moment?
Well, no, because I got my Hornets hat on. I'm, you know, it's not like I dressed up to come here today. Wow, it's the top. You should put the Jeopardy music on. Don't give me too long to answer this.
I'm debating why I want to go here.
I know who people said I looked like when I was younger and skinnier. But I don't know about today.
10 seconds.
Do I actually look like somebody?
Wow.
Time is up.
This is tough.
All right.
This is actually tough.
All right, so he shows his answer first and see if it matches hers.
This is going to be a rough show today.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Let's just go with the flow. It's a game show.
Really? Scarlett Johansson? Really?
Oh, man.
I really appreciate you, honey.
Every time I look at you, that's who I look at. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, hold on. That made no sense.
Like I said, there's no way that this is going to go well for him.
Absolutely. I'm kidding.
You are red. Oh, my gosh. Look how red you are.
It was funny.
I said no one.
Okay.
So I don't think I look like anybody.
So who did they say you look like when you were younger?
When I was younger, Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton.
Or Linda Ronstadt. All right.
Linda Rostat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is for the missus, pertaining to the mister. What is the strangest gift that the mister has ever gotten you?
The strangest gift?
One that you just look like, what are you thinking?
Didn't we talk about this in a previous segment?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's...
No, I mean, not see. This question, but the item.
Yeah, I have no idea. Oh, yeah, I think we did. I think we did. Yep.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, I'm good.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. Do, do, right. Do, do.
No,
what you got over there? Okay, so... She's going to go first.
The orchid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I said a spa pass that you never use.
Yeah, it's still somewhere. It's somewhere in there. It was one of those gift cards that, like, only works at, like, 10 places, and it was very kind of them. I just, you know.
I feel like you both get a point very, on that. But,
I mean. Very kind, but yeah.
No. Okay.
I was like, thank you. This is so thoughtful.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, this next one's for the mister, pertaining to the missus. Which car would the missus rather have, a trike or a Volkswagen?
Car?
Okay, the trike, like the three-wheel?
So you mean which vehicle?
Which vehicle, yeah. Or the Volkswagen bus.
You're giving this to him. I can tell that you wrote these questions. Wow. Sean, a.k.a. the mister. Okay.
Sean has nothing to do with me.
The
oh,
VW
I got
bus.
One right. Yeah! Woo! Woo! Can you get can you get Poppy's joy? I mean, I finally got one right.
So
am I in the lead? Yes. Good job, Sean.
So I think if...
took 4 or 5 game shows, but he's in the lead.
Because he wrote the question.
I know.
I had nothing to do with this. This was our intern, Sean.
All right. Let's keep going. The missus. This is for the missus.
Very
and this pertains
in you.
To the mister. Oh, and I guess we need to tell the audience the answers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've been telling the audience.
Yeah, Volkswagen have. Bus. Everyone who knows me knows that is my dream
For
car.
For some reason, she wants a Volkswagen bus.
I want one, too, though. I don't know why. I just think it'd be a cool
Yeah,
cool
I don't
bus
want it forever. I just want to have it for a couple of years.
I never
all.
Had one, but I've always heard nothing
just,
but good things.
Yeah, kind of like my Jeep, right? So I love my Jeep. And so at some point, I want to have a VW bus.
Okay.
All right. So this question is for the missus pertaining to the mister.
Okay.
What one store would the mister like to have constant access to?
What?
This was supposed to be for her.
Was it supposed to be for her?
But no, it's fine.
Like, what's the one store he could have constant access to?
Always be it. Kind of like you at Costco. That you could
get
go
it meet. Okay now she gets
all right
yeah
I don't so, know because this could go a work. Couple of ways right could be the Dallas Cowboys you know fan shop it could be
no the, actual store though
it is a store, a store at the stadium
oh the fan
it
shop.
Could be the NFL shop up in New York it could be you know
could be Lowe's.
Could be. It's definitely not Lowe's.
I had 24. I had no access to that.
Could be. Oh, okay. I know. I think I know.
All right.
And only because he, you know, during certain seasons of the year, he spends quite a bit of time there.
All right, go ahead.
For special deliveries. GameStop.
Yep. Oh, it is tied.
I will say that with the advent of Amazon and the delivery on day of release capability that they offer, that I don't know that the mister needs GameStop the way he used to.
Right, and my local GameStop manager is not there anymore, so hey.
And it's probably cheaper on Amazon, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah,
it probably is.
They
had Prime exclusive deals right now, so Madden was 20% off for Prime members delivered on day. So, yeah.
It's good, like $10 off.
Yeah.
Almost.
And unfortunately for the mister, it comes in, and then the next day we leave for 2 weeks.
That's right. I'll have early access. What you don't know is you have early access from that Friday until that Monday.
You do?
Oh, yeah. on Xbox.
All right, this next one's for
you. Tied up 1-1 for those paying attention.
We are on the end of round three because there's five rounds, basically.
Was that round
three?
No,
this is the end. This will be last.
Yeah, this will be the round. This will be the end of round three here. Okay. So, this is for the Mr. pertaining to the Mrs. Who would the Mrs. go to the spa with?
I don't.
All right. Well, the people out in radio land, you can't see the face.
Sean, you're fired.
You can't see, but the Mrs. is giving the look to the Mr. right now.
I want to see if he can, so I'm going to see if he can figure this one out.
I'm going to guess this is who you would go with, but I'll probably be wrong.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead. My mom. No, no one. Oh my gosh.
I knew you was going to say that.
Don't make me go with people.
I know. I thought
that is
maybe...
not relaxing. They talk.
I thought about that.
All they do is talk. I love them, but... You know, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm there to
try and relax.
I'm there just to be alone with my own thoughts.
All right.
So not that I don't enjoy when the few times that mom, sis, and I do get to go to the spa, but if it was like, what is your dream spa day? It's like just me.
Okay.
I'll wave at you on my way in, and I will hug you when I come back out.
All right, round four, question four for the Mrs. pertaining to the Mister. What is the Mister's greatest strength?
There are so many that I could choose from here.
That ain't what you said at the beginning of the show.
Just because in an earlier segment I mentioned how mean you are doesn't mean that, you know. Okay. What is his biggest strength?
You know, we do have music for this.
We do, but I don't think I'm going to take that long.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, I'm ready. Biggest strength?
All right. What we got?
The love that he has for me.
That's not a strength. All right.
Wow.
When I
say
his heart. Does that count?
Yeah, I say that counts because that's the same thing. Count. Love, heart.
All right.
Would we count that? Judges?
Yeah, go here.
Judges?
Sean said yes. Sean said yes.
I think.
I'm looking at the misses. Judges? Are we counting that? I think so. I'd count that just because his heart,
that's
same thing.
That's my point, right?
Yeah, that's your point.
Okay. Yeah. We'll count that. Okay. All right. Round four, part two here. All right. If this is for the Mister. If the Missus gets rid of one thing of yours, what would it be?
What?
If you were to get rid... If the Missus was to get rid of one thing of yours, what would it be?
She actually would like it to be a couple of things. That's the reason she said what?
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to, of his personality, of his possessions. Okay, of your possessions. Oh,
okay,
my gosh.
Yeah, we should have been more specific on that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Stop looking.
It's okay. I'm done writing, and we're not going to match.
All right, go ahead.
Those freaking bobbleheads.
You hate the bobbleheads?
I love the bobbleheads. I hate that they get broken. And then I have broken bobbleheads, arms, legs, heads bobbing around my living room.
That's
most
all right.
of them's not even there anymore.
Yeah, there's all here.
Yeah, there's two there, but they got to be fixed.
Yes. So, the bobbleheads.
They're all here now. They all get broken here.
I know, but they, like, seriously.
No, I figured you would say TV in the
bedroom. My bobbleheads sit on a shelf in my office. What?
Right. Well, now that I might have some kind of office, you know. But, you know, you always say you get rid of TV in the bedroom.
Yeah, but I don't look at that as yours. It's kind of ours. Right?
Oh, okay. All right.
And the fact that I can't dislodge it from the bedroom is really my problem.
All right.
Final round. Here we go. This is for the misses pertaining to the
2-1.
I'm winning.
No.
Shouldn't I be winning?
You should, because you wrote the questions.
Well, no, I wasn't winning. I think you gave yourself a point on my question.
It was, I asked, and he said it was
no, because it was the one.
Oh, Hart.
Yeah, that one. All right. Who would the Mr. rather spend time with? Your mom or dad?
What? Who would you rather spend time with? My mom or my dad?
Yeah, it's gotta be one or the other.
Oh my
gosh.
This is not tough.
No, I already know what she wrote. I can just tell.
This is not tough. This is not, don't pretend. Listen, I know.
How many times do we have to talk about it on the show? I mean, there's like 5 episodes of your best friend. Okay.
We need that song. Do you have that song handy?
You're my best friend.
Yes, yes. No, we need to add that song for when we talk about mom.
All right.
It's mom.
Why were you saying this is tough? Are you trying to throw her off?
It's kind of like a combination, you know?
They really are a package deal.
It's kind of like when you go get dessert. You go get ice cream, and you get sprinkles on top. You kind of got to get both.
Yeah.
But if you could only have one, you're taking the ice cream and not the sprinkles?
No, because you got to have the sprinkles with the ice cream.
I'm just saying, mom and dad are really a package deal, but, you know.
But if you had to choose.
My mom moms everybody, right? So, and she takes James's, the mister side all the time.
Absolutely.
You should be nicer to the mister. You know, it's tough. He's not feeling good. You should be nicer. Why don't you make him a nice dinner?
Some amazing things.
All right. Well, here is.
Did I get another point?
Wait a minute. Why do you get a point? That should be for me.
No. That was the question about you.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah. Right. Right. You made the questions.
I did not show it in. Darn it. Stop it. All right. What's the next
final question here? Here we go. What wrestler does the missus dislike the most?
The most?
Yeah.
Dislike?
Who you hate the most?
Oh, gosh. I had to think about this for a minute. The most. Still wrestling for WWE or just like of all time?
Still.
So current. Are we saying current, right?
It doesn't matter. Do you want current or you want overall? Because I know you would say overall.
I don't even know if he's still wrestling.
Is it Roman Reigns?
You would say current. Go ahead.
I dislike the most?
Yep.
Del Rio.
You dislike him the most?
Yes.
Who'd you say?
Oh, I thought Seth Rollins, because you hate it when he comes out, because that's my bromance you keep saying.
That I loved Christian.
No,
Christian's
you didn't.
The original
no,
bromance.
No, you did not like Christian when he first came back out, because you're like, oh my God, how sick are you?
Well, no, I liked Christian. It was you I was worried about.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure that even though Christian's never met James, that there's some sort of the mister, listen. That he's never met the mister, that there's some sort of a protection order that says the mister's not allowed within 100 feet of him.
Just because he got the email with pictures of how excited I was when he came out. You know? Yeah. You're talking about the restraining order, right?
Yeah.
The T.O.P. Yeah. Temporary order of protection.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, anyways, that ends the game show.
Thank goodness.
So.
I believe I've won.
Yeah.
All right, judges, add up the score here.
Mrs. 3, the Mr. 1. So even with your pathetic attempt at rigging the game.
I did not try to rig the game. That was Sean that did the questions.
I don't even know who Sean is.
He's our intern from Virginia.
Well, he probably...
Our intern from Virginia. So he's from Virginia and just hangs out
and
in
probably
Charlotte.
won't be the intern next week after this.
Sean, you're fired.
No recommendation when you go back to school. Sean has been on other shows of ours, and he helps out with that. So he was the intern this week for
our
show. I
get to pick the intern next time.
Okay. That'd be scary.
What?
It'd probably be our niece.
All right. Well,
hey, what's
before before we wrap the show up, let's do the social media question of the week. So, let's share the social media question of the week on Twitter here.
This is last week's
question. Oh, yeah. So, last week's question, of course, was favorite game to play on family game night.
And I have some responses to share with everybody.
All right.
So, where is it? All right, I've got some. Let's see. Let's start at the top. Twister and Giant Checkers. We are old school. Giant Checkers.
Giant the Checkers?
Big, yeah. Like a Cracker Barrel?
Oh, you mean like the, I got you. Stuff like the blanket quilt kind of? Yeah.
Right. Monopoly and Risk.
I don't think I could play Risk with my family.
Risk's a lot of brain power.
Yeah.
Cornhole or anything outside.
Okay.
Boulder Dash.
Boulder Dash?
Yeah. Whoa. Our very own Z Money messaged that one in.
Boulder Dash, though?
Yes,
really?
Boulder Dash, yep.
Wow.
Clue and card games.
I love Clue.
I know you do.
I like Clue, but you got to play with like the right people to me. It's really tough to find people to play Clue with.
Because they don't have a clue.
our very own Scott, the real Scott Ely, he said Monopoly.
Monopoly? Okay. Yeah.
I
like Monopoly.
Is there a version of Monopoly people are playing? It's like Star Wars or Disney or...
Oh, same thing with Clue now. Now you have like, you know, Simpsons Clue. You got Star Wars Clue. You've got tons of different types
of Clue.
I like
the originals.
Now. Yeah, I like the original too.
I got Hunt. No, I'm sorry. Spot It, True Pursuit, Zombie Flux. I don't know
Zombie
what it is.
Flux. Oh, Zombie Flux. It's it? Like a it's a card game basically, and it's there's this game called Flux, and they just made like thousands
is
of other.
Is this another millennial card game?
No, I mean it's been around for a good. Okay, first off, really, it's been around for a good like 10 years. So
yes.
Okay, so yes, it's a millennial card game.
Well, no, like Cards Against Humanity.
No, but it's kind of like a Uno kind of game where you all have like certain kind of cards and you have to. I can't really explain the concept, but it's a good game. They've got a website. Look it up if you're interested. Okay, it's called Flux.
Okay.
Also, apples. The apples.
Apples is a great game.
Cards Against Humanity.
I don't know
if
about
it's all adults. They said they'll play that. Twister, Battleship.
Battleship.
That's an older but new one. And Spades and Taboo. Taboo.
You know, I was also thinking about Chinese Checkers because, you know, our nephew.
Chinese checkers.
My sister's middle child. So. Loves Chinese Checkers, and he is a strategist. So
no, he's a cheat. There's no better word than a cheater. It is a cheater.
It's strategy.
No. It's cheating.
It's
because,
not.
No, it's cheating. Because here, let me explain it to you what we do. And I started doing it because he started doing it. So what he would do is move all his people in front of yours, and you can't move them out. Of the box.
Strategy.
That's strategy.
No, that's cheating. Because you can't move. You
that's
can't
just
do
like
anything.
In checkers where if you move
it's
all...
It's
you don't move your back
the,
row. The that's strategy.
The mister gets bent out of shape over it.
That's not part of
it,
the game.
It is.
You should be... No. That is stalemate where you
not,
can't play.
The rules do not say that
cheating.
You can only have forward motion.
It
so
is
he moves,
cheating because
he moves,
you can't do it. The game can't move forward. You can't.
He's really
anything.
Mad about that.
No, I am because you people used to do that in checkers, and I'm like, that is not part of the game. You can't move anywhere.
Fine, so
you're
lost.
Stalemate.
Fine, we will play Chinese checkers, and we'll see if it's a stalemate
no,
next
it,
time. Okay?
It gets pretty
interesting.
No,
but
I can't play Chinese checkers just, anymore because somebody will do that, and I'm just like, I'm done. Because what's the point of playing?
Wow. I'm sorry.
No, what's the point of playing if this, they put their checkers in front
this,
of you?
This discussion
you can't
has
move.
Digressed.
Well, no, but there's a lot of games that have those issues.
No, well,
so
tell
there
me,
really is.
Please explain to me, though, what's the use of doing that?
I don't know. I haven't played Chinese checkers in like 5 years.
Because it keeps other people from winning. That's right. Why you do it.
But you can't move anywhere.
I know. But what he does is he kind of allows a person to... So basically, he's chosen somebody that he thinks should win, and then he allows that person to get across.
I know, but is
what?
It? That's what I'm saying.
Because otherwise, the game just ends, right? If it ends and nobody's won. So
it's a draw, yeah.
It's a draw.
Right. But that's the point of playing a game. You play to win.
So, yes. And he, you know, he's
but he didn't. But he didn't lose.
No. Oh. But you... Everybody loses when that happens because you can't move.
Especially the mister because he gets like this.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what is the point of that.
I just think it's funny.
Of course you do. I don't. I mean, it's not funny because can't do anything.
The segment's over.
The moral of the story is the mister is not playing Chinese checkers.
No, the moral of the story, don't block the person.
No strategy for you.
No strategy.
That's not strategy. That's not. Okay.
Okay.
Going out
so,
and playing a game.
Okay.
And figuring,
really sorry I got you this wound up.
No, hold on. Going out and figuring a way to beat somebody. That's strategy.
That's what
blocking
he said.
Somebody. No, he didn't beat nobody because he didn't win.
That's not true. If we had finished that last game out, he would have started moving his other pieces into the other side. But that's okay.
Okay.
So let's talk about this week's question of the week, social media question of the week.
Yes.
So this is things that your parents promised
to do
but never did.
Yep.
For you.
Yes.
Listen to segment two if you want to hear ours.
Yeah, things that your parents promised to do but didn't. So that is the social media question of the week. Go on Twitter. Hashtag parents promises. I think that's a really good hashtag.
Parent promises? I like
parent
it.
Parent promises. Hashtag parent promises is the hashtag for this week's social media question of the week. So go on Facebook, go on Twitter, share it, and let us know, you know, anything. Hopefully they are some jolly stories, not very bad stories, I hope.
And if there are, then we'll feel bad for you.
Yeah, we will. We'll feel bad. We'll send you a smiley face. So.
Or something. So wonderful. And then before we go, we'd like to remind you that we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Always putting the attitude into our broadcasting, especially today. And we have...
Okay.
Wait, whoa.
Well, no, I'm trying to listen to this marketing ploy she's doing over here. Go ahead. Finish.
I think the mister puts the attitude in broadcasting.
That's the reason I usually say it, but go ahead.
So, with our sister shows, BSS Caroline.
No, okay, all right, cancel. There's no sister shows. We have BSS Caroline's is every week at 10 o'clock on Thursdays, and Western Attitude is every Thursday at 5:30, where you can catch me and Lil Steven on the show.
Wow.
What?
So, you know, Attitude Broadcasting is the parent, right, station?
It's like brothers.
Okay.
It's like the flagship.
I've never heard our brother shows are.
I'm changing it.
So, there are some shows with men on the station, and only men.
Yeah, but then we have that other one, the Mrs. Sports Show, so I don't want to hear it, okay?
So, no, that's a sister show.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, guys, thanks.
That's it for this week.
Thanks for coming out, listening to Mr. and Mrs. Show on Spreaker, on Periscope, Twitter, Facebook. If you're sharing the show, thank you very much for doing that. Also, check out our website, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Let us know about social media question, hashtag parent promises. And we will see y'all next week.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Yeah, you make me feel